Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. We're so glad you're here. Ricky's going to be here to talk about her amazing Memorial Day weekend trip. She did lots of cool stuff and ate lots of awesome food. I got to ask her about that burger that's in Tomorrowland with the mozzarella sticks on it. Okay, we're going to talk about that, so stay tuned for that. First, a word from our sponsors, including our friends over at the Magic for Less. .com. When it comes time for your next Disney adventure, whether it's Disney Cruise Line, heading out to Disneyland, Walt Disney World, even Adventures by Disney, work with the experts. Work with a platinum earmarked agency such as the Magic for Less Travel. They're always going to get you the best deal possible financially on that trip. But more importantly, they're experts in the destinations. They're going to make sure you're in the right place at the right time to make this trip one for the memories. So, you know, these memories are super important. These trips are what we look forward to each and every day. Put it in the hands of the experts. Drop by themagicforless.com today. Fill out that free, no obligation quote. And while you're there, let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast. We'd sure appreciate that. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Today's show also brought to you by our Amazon affiliate link over at BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. Thank you so much to everybody who continues to use the link to support the show. Costs you nothing extra, getting all your Prime benefits. It's an easy click, and you're right there making your online shopping purchases. Again, thanks again for using BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1336 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the great agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Friday to you. I hope that you're having a great start to your weekend. As always, we kick it off just a little bit early. And speaking of weekends, this is the weekend for the Lizard Run. It's actually tomorrow on June 2nd between 9 and 11 Eastern. All the lizards around the world are going to get outside, get in a run. Now, if you want to be tough, get out there and do a half marathon, especially if it's like 95 in your town. You know, just suck it up and get out there. Or you could just walk 5K or just walk a mile or, hey, walk around the block. It doesn't matter. But post a selfie, put run, B-O-G-P as the hashtag, and we're going to all share and kind of build some team camaraderie tomorrow. So again, 9 to 11 Eastern time, we're all going to try to be out there at the same time all around the world. A little bit of a lizard fun run put together by our great friends on the team. So let's get that done. And Joe Fickus actually put together, but lots of folks helping out with that. So we're excited for that. But let's get some Disney talk. Maybe you'll take this on your run on Saturday. We have Ricky joining us from DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and The Mouse for Less. Just back from Walt Disney World. What's up, Ricky?
I am. It was a great trip, so I'm sure we're going to get to it here in a second. So
yeah, so I want to ask you about the Edna, what's her last name?
Edna Mode.
Yeah, I got to ask you about that item that you didn't like, but we'll talk about that in a second. So anyway,
that's fine.
That's what we'll do. All right. So joining us as well, we have Pam Forrester, co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel. What's going on, Pam?
I'm happy it's Friday. Happy to do the run tomorrow with the BOGP Lizards. That's awesome. And trying to think what else. I don't know. I want to hear about Ricky's trip. I want to hear why she didn't like that crepe, because I heard lots of people liked it, Ricky.
So. I know. I got a lot of flack for not liking it.
Might have got a bad crepe.
So. That could have been it. Don't blame it on me. George reminding us that 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on Saturday is 3 to 5 in the morning in Hawaii. So I didn't talk to Joe Fickus. Talk to Joe. I think you could defer. That is pretty early. I could defer.
It is.
So. Anyhow, all right. So, Ricky, you were down for Memorial Day weekend, kick off the summer, drove down. So give us some highlights. We're going to talk about 30 minutes about what you saw, because you did a lot of new stuff in just a couple of days.
I did. You know, that's kind of the interesting thing is I sit down and I start to pre-plan my trip and I'm like, okay, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to do. This is what I want to do. And inevitably, I end up doing so many new or different things each trip. So for those who say like, not though necessarily, well, why do you go back? But, you know, don't you do the same thing every time? No, I clearly do not, because I come up with something new and different every single time, it seems like. So so this trip started out, actually, we went to Disney Springs. I was actually invited to Paddlefish. I got to go as media. They were having a special event that they were doing. They do these special events about once a month. So go, if you're interested in finding out more about them, go to the Paddlefish's website, and they have details about what special event that they're doing each month. But this one was a cooking for mom event, which made sense on Memorial Day weekend. But no, it actually worked out really well.
What about? I mean, Father's Day is coming up. How about Dad? Like, and it was like some little girly salad. How about a steak or like a lobster?
Let me tell you. Okay, all right. So we'll get there. So the first thing we made. Well, this is my first experience actually in Paddlefish since they rehabbed it. When it, you know, it used to be Fulton Scrub House, and I'd been in Fulton's before, and Fulton's was a little dark. It needed a refurbishment. Let's just put it that way. So it was nice to see they've brightened up the restaurant a lot in there. This special experience, there was about 10 of us in the room. And so basically it was in a private room that they had there. They had it set up, and there was the chef that actually is at the restaurant was there to show us how to prepare these different dishes. So it was a 3-course meal. And he was there to kind of teach us how. They had a little recipe booklet, but he said he deviated off the recipe a lot, which was perfectly fine. But we kind of got to see how you would create this 3-course meal. So the first thing was the Crab Louie salad, which when I first thought of salad, I wasn't thinking it was, you know, like a crab salad. I was thinking it was like, you know, a actual like salad with crab on it. But no, it was a crab salad, and it was really, really good. I gotta say, like, really fantastic. And I'm one who's kind of, when I'm cooking, I don't like to put in things that I don't know what they are. So like, I'm fine at a restaurant because I don't know what they're putting in my food. But yes, when I'm please. At home, like I like one of the ingredients that he used in the salad was sriracha, and I don't like spicy stuff, like really, really don't like spicy food at all. So sriracha is not something that I have in my kitchen at home. But once we got the tasting of the salad, I couldn't taste the sriracha at all. So it blended in so nicely with the salad that like it really showed me that I really can take ingredients that I don't necessarily like, but put them into stuff like this, and it really does taste okay. You know what I'm saying? So like, it really gave me a new set of confidence in what I'm doing when I'm cooking in the kitchen, which I think is kind of the whole point of these cooking seminars that they're doing at Paddlefish, is to kind of show you, hey, you can make these and it's still super easy to do. Does that make sense?
It does, because when you see an expert or somebody that does this for a living, they can kind of show you some of the hints and tricks, and you see that maybe it's not as intimidating as it seems. And I think that's kind of like with the resurgence of like, you know, all these cooking shows are kind of, that's kind of like right there live, and you probably get fired up to give it a shot. Because I'm not a cook, I don't do that stuff, but I think it would be interesting to give it a shot. It's kind of the same thing, though. I don't have all the spices and all that stuff here, so.
Right, so I've got to get that. Now, see, this is one of those things, I know I'm terrible. I've always wanted to try it, but I've never had pureed cauliflower before. I don't like cauliflower, but I had it here, and it was with a miso pork. Oh my gosh, the miso braised pork was fantastic, mixed with the braised cauliflower. Brian and I, because Brian went with me, obviously, we both loved this dish. He actually asked me if I could make it, you know, at home. So now we have this thing that I would have never made ever. And now it's going to become, because they gave us the recipe booklet, it's going to become a staple in our family. So I think that that's really cool. And yes, I now know how to make pureed cauliflower, and will actually attempt to make this now. So I'm quite proud of the skills that I learned at this event.
Let me jump in here for just a second, because we're going to touch on a lot of stuff here, and it's, you know, I want to try to squeeze it all in and get all these highlights. But let me ask Pam real quick, because you mentioned Paddlefish. I've yet to go there, but I'm very interested in this restaurant. So Pam, what are your thoughts as well, just on Paddlefish as a whole, as a restaurant?
I love the decor. I like the different levels. I love the rooftop. That area is beautiful, especially at night. And I will say, I have had, and I think I mentioned this on the podcast, so I'm sure I'm sounding a little lushy, but I have had the best Mai Tai I've ever had at Paddlefish.
Ooh.
It's not your traditional in a little cup with looking red and orange and whatnot. It was clear. It was great. It was just really, really tasty. A great Mai Tai. So anyways, loved that there. I think it's one of their specialties. And we had great food there. And can I just say, lobster, guacamole.
Ooh,
nice. Boom. Leave it there.
Mic drop.
So they have that. And you can go on rooftop and have your Mai Tai and lobster ravioli, and that would not be a bad thing. So
nice. All right. So outside of paddlefish, Ricky, what else did you do? And a lot of folks in the chat were here live on Facebook, as we usually are on Mondays. It's a Tuesday around 5:30 Eastern, but they're saying they enjoyed following along. I did as well. You posted lots of stuff on the Facebook page, on Instagram, all the outlets, and it was fun. And the live feed from the event at Paddlefish was interesting as well.
Yeah.
So what else did you do? You guys were all over the place.
We were, and you know, I think you're going to notice a theme. I ate a lot.
Well, we made you, because I know Scott was here over the weekend. We're like, man, you got to try that mozzarella stick burger thing.
So yeah, let's
get to it, because that's what we're all interested in. Okay, do it.
So let's get there. So for those who don't know, at Tomorrowland, they're actually doing, it's the Incredibles Tomorrowland Expo. And it's obviously a tie-in to the Incredibles 2, which comes out in June. And they have really kind of transformed the land into this kind of Comic-Con experience in a way. It's very interesting what they've done with it. There are banners everywhere promoting the Incredibles Tomorrowland Expo. They have music from the Incredibles playing throughout the land. You can actually hear the music playing on the TTA, which is kind of cool. They have photo opportunities where you can obviously get your photo taken with PhotoPass photographers. They have characters, and I use that in quotes, who are there. They are cosplayers dressed up as some of their favorite hero characters.
I was confused by that. I could explain that, because I didn't know if those were like guests in the park or they were. I was all kind of confused.
They are actual Disney cast members who have been hired to play cosplayers. It gets super meta and confusing.
Yeah, you already got me so confused. I was confused by the post, and now I'm even more confused. I was hoping for clarification.
All right, what is the confusing part? So Disney has people posing as cosplayers.
Fake characters, basically. Yeah, that's so confusing.
As superhero characters, and I don't remember if these are superhero characters like from the film or if they're coming for the next film. But anyway, so
I don't know.
They are dressed, they have their lanyards, their credentials and everything, and they are there playing as superhero cosplayers, which is kind of interesting. So there's that. But of course, there's actually also the best part, the part that everybody is talking about, is the food. So the first thing that I tried was the Mrs. Incredible stretchy burger or something along those lines.
That's it. I thought Pam mentioned that on Wednesday, and I thought it was because you had to wear stretchy pants, because that sucker is probably about 3,000 calories.
Mike was pulling out his Thanksgiving
pants. I was.
Thanksgiving pants for this burger, let me tell you right now. So what it is it's a burger patty with garlic ranch sauce, cheese, a couple slices of bacon, and then mozzarella sticks.
Boom! It's an appetizer and an entree.
This sounds like it's right up Mike's alley. I'm just saying, like, they might have consulted with Mike prior to creating this burger.
This is something you would find at a minor league baseball stadium, 100%. Right. That's exactly what that
is. Yes. Yeah, you take food, which is complete in itself, a burger, and you put additional food in it somehow. Yeah. This is up Mike's alley.
Totally on my belly. I don't know how I did not have a heart attack after eating this burger. So there's that. But I have to tell you, and it's served with a side of fries, because as if you didn't need any more.
Of course.
More grease. Yeah, right. Exactly. But I have to tell you, this burger is actually really good.
Well, it has to be. Every part of it's good. I mean, you put it all together, it's got to be just mind-blowing.
It's actually a really good burger. And then you can go and put toppings on top of it from the toppings bar. So it gets even more intense. Oh my gosh. So seriously, if you're looking for it, actually, I mean, it's a Disney burger. So like, temper your expectations. It's not a deluxe burger. It's a Disney theme park burger patty. But
who's tasting the patty with all that stuff on it? Seriously, you don't know that, especially with toppings. So now, is this at Cosmic Rays? Is that where you get this stuff?
cosmic rays. So the different things are at different locations throughout the park, throughout Tomorrowland. So yeah, I had to go. This is the kind of research I do for you guys. I went to different food locations to get these things for you to try them. So there's also a salad, but I didn't get that because, you know, healthy salad. Who wants that? So anyway.
You already did the salad thing at Paddlefish. You were checking that off the list.
I checked off the box. Yeah. Except for that salad had a lot of mayonnaise in it. So yeah. So next we move on to the part that everybody has given me a little flack about. And it is the no capes, just crepes, Nutella crepe. And I did not like this at all. Like, I'm just going to tell you the best part about this. So what it is it's a crepe with Nutella inside, right? And then it's got fresh berries. So there's strawberries and blueberries. And then vanilla soft serve, so just plain old vanilla soft serve, and then an Edna Mode white chocolate, like a piece of white chocolate with Edna Mode's face on it, right? That was not bad, the white chocolate piece. Brian stole that from everybody, so we didn't get to eat that very much. I did take a bite of it. That was not bad. But the best part about this whole entire ice cream thing was the soft serve ice cream. The berries were fine. They were, you know, they were just regular berries. The crepe was hard. I mean, it was like chewy. Like, not what you're expecting in a crepe. I mean, it was not good. Not good at all. It had no flavor. There were three of us eating this crepe. Not one of us liked it. So I'm just saying, like, I feel sad that I did not enjoy it. But I'm going to be honest with you guys. Like, I did not think it was worth the money. It's like $6.99. So, I mean, I didn't think it was worth the money at that price point with how chewy the crepe was. Just...
Maybe you got a bad crepe, though. You never know. I mean, because that one could have been sitting out, and maybe it was just not fresh.
There was a ton of people in line ahead of us. So, And I saw other people getting this Sunday. So, I don't know. But, yeah, this was not a good crepe. So, I hope other people have a better experience with the crepe instead of that I did not. So, the other thing that we got was the Incredibles mask pretzel. The crepe thing you get at Anti-Gravity's, by the way.
Okay.
The Incredible mask pretzel is at the lunching pad, and it is just a basic pretzel shaped like a mask, like, you know, the eyes, and then it's coated in black salt, and then you get cheese sauce with it. So that was actually good too. The pretzel was kind of doughy, which we all really liked.
Yes.
But again, it's just your basic pretzel. So, you know, it's not like Disney really went outside the box with a lot of these things. I think the most outside the box they went was with the burger. But I mean, we enjoyed the pretzel. So take that for what you will.
So did you see a lot of folks partaking in these new items, or were people mostly sticking with the basics that they always do? I mean, did you see people going out of their way to get incredible themed food?
Incredible themed food.
incredibly incredible.
Yeah. You know, I didn't really see a lot of it. It was hard to say at Cosmic Rays. Actually, I was a little perturbed at the Disney Parks app this weekend. It did not work worth anything this weekend for me, to be perfectly honest. I tried to do mobile order and I couldn't get it to work. Couldn't get fast passes. So the app was not working very well this weekend, which made me kind of sad. I have to say, like, there was nobody in line for the pretzel when I got in line for the pretzel. So I don't know. I mean, I didn't really see a lot of people. I saw a couple people getting the sundae. So I don't know.
Were people holding the pretzel up and taking like selfies? I mean, that's probably their goal with this whole thing, I bet you.
Oh, you mean me?
No, you know what? You don't know what a selfie is, though. You were on the purple wall saying
it
was a selfie.
And
we could see both of your hands. It was not a selfie. It was a It was a photo.
I'm sorry. My brother took the phone from me. I'd already written the text. So moving along, I got to see the replacement, for those who don't know, of the Festival of Fantasy Parade right now. For those who missed it, the Maleficent caught on fire. And in its place, they've added Aurora and Prince Philip in the gazebo float. So Disney got a lot of flack for that. But I have to say, like, it's, at least they put something in that place. And I'm sure that they're fixing up the dragon. You know, we don't have any confirmation, but, you know, I'm sure they're fixing the dragon, at least so that it can roll down the street. So, time. It needs time, right?
Hello. He was in a horrible accident. I'm just going to say.
He needs a little.
Give him a little bit of time. He's still got to recover. He's probably in a burn unit. A lot of things going on. So, yes, the dragon will probably be back. I hope we see something. But, yeah, I saw that float, too. And, I mean, it's a little gazebo, and at least it has still, you know, the Sleeping Beauty characters in there. So that was nice to see, but yeah.
Yes. So just time.
Time.
We also decided that we needed to go try Whispering Canyon because everybody had heard the hubbub about everything going on.
It was the freak out.
We're freaking out.
People were flipping. I was kind of flipping, so I can't say anything.
All right. So I did go. I experienced, it's all fine. So everything is as it was. They are still asking for ketchup. The cast member is not yelling for ketchup any longer. It is the guests who are yelling for the ketchup, which I'm guessing is done so that you're not hopefully yelling as loud as the cast member was. So they're still bringing over the ketchup. We didn't see any of the other like shenanigans. I did see as we were, because we went there for breakfast, as we were leaving, I did see somebody coming out, leaving the resort for overall. Somebody coming out and playing the guitar. So, I don't know. I guess they're definitely still doing some sort of shenanigans at Whispering Canyon right now. So, all is fine. Don't panic.
But no freaking out needed. That's what I saw, too, when I was there. It was really just the same. We heard lots of catch-ups. We saw some horsey riding, you know, I mean, it all seemed to go well, so.
And, you know, the cast member was still sarcastic with us. I mean, I think he, you know, he saw that we were into, you know, kind of what he was putting down a little bit, so, like, he played up with us a little bit more, too, so. I think if you're not interested, just let them know ahead of time, hey, I don't want, you know, I just want to have a nice meal. They will respect your wishes.
Just like they do at 50s. Yeah, for
exactly.
Sure.
If you let them know ahead of time, you're going to be fine. They will gauge from you what you're putting out there. And like I said, he could see that we were into the fun. So he had a little more fun with us. You know what I'm saying? So just keep that in mind. So it's all going to be just fine. But that was my first time actually there for breakfast. And I have to say, it was really good. Yeah. It definitely surprised both Brian and I. It was actually one of the best Mickey waffles that I've had in a really long time. The Mickey waffle was not hard and crunchy. It was very, very soft and delicious. I very much enjoyed Whispering Canyon this time. So, yeah, I think all is good. You know, all is good at Whispering Canyon right now.
So did you have to yell for ketchup while you were there?
So, actually, neither Brian nor I needed ketchup.
Oh, man, I put ketchup on my eggs. I'd have to have ketchup.
Yeah, we don't put ketchup on our eggs here in this household, so no.
Give it a little kick.
No, it's not. That's not a thing.
Okay.
Eggs taste fine by themselves.
Yeah, they do. They taste fine by themselves, but you know what? With a little ketchup, they're a little better.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Raise your hand if you put ketchup on your eggs, listeners. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't even like this discussion. don't mess with an egg.
And you're like from the land of Heinz. Are you kidding me? You should be kicked out of your state or city or wherever you are.
Ketchup really on anything.
Oh my gosh.
You got
Heinz Field in your backyard. Anyway, go ahead, Ricky.
They make mustard too.
They make mustard.
I do. All right. So we also went to Sanaa, which we have not been to in a while.
Oh, by the way, you killed me with the picture of that bread service. Oh, you killed me.
It was so good. Bread service was just as good as it always is. So fantastic. And it's so much food. So Brian and I actually, we split the butter chicken, which was delicious. And for Dr. Kai, I have to say, I think I make better butter chicken. But it was still very, very good. But yeah, the butter chicken. And then they changed the menu a little while back where instead, before you were able to get two meats, but now you have to get like a meat and a vegetable-ish type situation. Well, I got some sort of, it was like basically like cheese in sauce, and it was actually really good too. So it was paneer, which, you know, is cheese. So it was actually really good. Very much enjoyed my dinner there. I will have to say, here's kind of a pet peeve of mine that I really hope that Disney addresses. So we made a reservation while we were at Epcot, and we made what we very well learned after we got to the restaurant was the last reservation for Sanaa. And we didn't realize that it was the last reservation until we showed up at the restaurant and it was already closed because we were late because, you know, Disney transportation and everything. So I would really appreciate if Disney in the future, you know, I know they have enough trouble with the app as it is, but if they could like warn you, hey, the restaurant is maybe switching over from breakfast to lunch, you know, at you know, whatever time it is, or hey, this is the last reservation, you know, type situation. It would really help in those situations, because we got there and we felt really bad because they had to like let the chef know that we were there. You know what I'm saying?
He was heading out. He was already getting in his car. He's like, well, Ricky's
exactly
here.
Exactly. So it would be really like Disney, I'm asking, like, could you please like let people know, hey, this, the restaurant, at least put the hours that the restaurant is open. I mean, that's not even in, you know, in the app when you're making your reservation. So that would be very helpful, because in this situation, like, we were definitely late. They totally did not have to seat us, and they still did. And like I said, it was totally our fault, but it would have been very helpful to know, hey, we're making the last reservation you can have. Show up on time.
Yeah, so, be there. See, that would never affect me, because I'm always an hour early for everything. You know,
I know. But see, I was viewing Illuminations and then went to go.
Ricky,
to dinner,
this impacts Ricky.
Yeah.
It impacts me.
For one thing, here's the biggest thing. How do you have dinner after Illuminations? Like, I have dinner at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Like, I'm like, Festival of Fantasy is the time I eat dinner. You know what I'm saying? Like, and you're eating it after Illuminations. You're killing me.
Well, I don't eat Saturday. I don't eat dinner after fireworks, but I still would be late. But yes, Mike is our early eater, and he gets hangry.
I do get hangry. He does. I'm old.
He does. So I'm just saying,
he usually needs a nap in the afternoon. So it's sort of like traveling with a toddler.
It is. I had one in my hammock today. Go ahead.
It is definitely like traveling with a toddler. So we then went over, we went to Animal Kingdom, had a great day at Animal Kingdom. For those who are curious about the weather, it was kind of, because the tropical depression was kind of skirting the area. So the weather was actually not so bad. It would like misty rain for like 5-10 minutes and then stop, and then misty rain again. It wasn't bad at all. It was really, I have to say, it was really kind of nice being at Walt Disney World this weekend with the rain and the cloud cover, because it kept the temperatures down. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't like completely drenched in sweat the entire time. So it was actually really nice. And it was really nice because the weather started to break when we went to Animal Kingdom in the evening. And I have to say, I've officially done the last ride that I've never done at Walt Disney World on this trip that I can think of. I'm pretty sure this is the last ride I've never done. I finally, because it had been raining all day, did Cali River Rapids. So that's the last ride I've never done at Walt Disney World, and now I can officially check that one off the box.
Hey, now you've been on Thunder River in Walt Disney World. It's a little better. That's exactly what it is.
I used to work Thunder River, so I was kind of like, I don't really need to go on the water raft ride, so I'm good. But due to all the rain and everything like that, I was like, well, I've got a poncho, so let's go on Cali. And for those who don't know, they do have lockers that you can that are free that you can rent for like 2 hours or something like that, only while you're waiting, you know, for Cali River Rapids. But definitely handy, because they don't have the thing in the middle anymore for you to put your stuff.
Oh, they don't?
I didn't see it. So nobody else put their stuff in the thing in the middle. There was no like nothing to open. So make sure you put your stuff in a locker beforehand if you're going to go ride Kelly. So, all right. So that was good. I had a really good safari, which is also just fun. You know, I love when you have good safaris. And it just ended up being a really beautiful night. We did miss the Donald's Dino Bash. It actually finishes up, I think, by like 7. So we were trying to go ride Kilimanjaro Safari at that time.
Ricky, so, We have to hear the story of how Donald is related to the dinosaurs.
Yeah, what's up with that? I seriously got to know the backstory because Disney's all about backstory. Tell me about that. How's he a T-Rex?
So, I think
whatever.
He's like, yeah, exactly. I think it's because somehow birds evolved from dinosaurs.
That is true.
That's a theory.
I've heard that.
There was later exploration that suggested that that may not be true. But I mean, whatever. The theory was that in some of their bone structuring is the same and stuff like that. So
we're not.
I mean,
you can
all see it. Some of those birds do look like crazy dinosaurs. We always joke that, like, if you look in your, you know, in our yard, we get those huge black crows, and those things look like they could be a raptor. Man, they're huge and they're like predatory and stuff. So anyways,
it's true.
But yes, so
we need that
one. When we get to see it in the summer,
all right, Donald,
of course we won't be able to understand his answer because he's
yes,
like exactly. Yes. That's what I was thinking, Donald. Thanks for confirming that. Thank you, I appreciate it.
Yes. So, but they have basically there's a truck that plays music, and there's a few meet and greets where you can meet Donald and Daisy and Pluto, because why not? And Chip and Dale that are dressed up like dinosaurs. And
they're adorable. Let me just say hello. So but bad. I thought this story that Ricky was telling was taking a whole different turn. I thought it was going to be, she was like, there's a truck with music, and when a mommy dinosaur finds a daddy pet that she loves very much, you have Donald.
Yes.
I thought that's where we were going.
I'm glad it's just like a DJ in a truck.
No.
What song was playing? Was it Smooth Jazz?
Yes, it was Smooth Jazz. Exactly.
It was Little River Band.
That was. Oh, yeah. Reminiscing gets you every time. Go ahead.
Oh, my gosh. You can also meet Scrooge McDuck and Launchpad McQuack, which I think are the two interesting things because they don't usually meet guests. So I think that that's kind of cool.
Are they related to dinosaurs too? Is it just
they are? No, they are all birds. All birds related.
Okay.
Yes.
All Disney birds? Like the three caballeros? Are they related?
They are. They're just one more generation, I think. I don't know. Who knows? Okay. It's crazy how that all happens.
They're just like a cousins once removed.
Exactly.
I don't quite understand. But there's this really cute artwork that they have of Donald, and he's standing next to a dinosaur, and the dinosaur is really cute. So I don't know. That's all I've got for you guys about the Donald Dino Bash. I'm not really sure.
Well, Ricky, next time we're going to give you tasks. Like,
I'm sorry.
I have a lot of questions in this space, I really wish they would be answered.
I did all the other tasks that were asked of me.
I did try.
There's a new cupcake, though, in honor of the new Donald Dino Bash.
Of course.
Yes.
Of course. And of course, I tried the cupcake for you all. It is the Donald Duck cupcake. And it is basically a vanilla cupcake with lemon on the inside, which I ate around because I don't like lemon. But then it also has, see, Brian bought the cupcake and didn't ask me if I, well, he did ask me if I wanted it, but I didn't answer him back. So he bought it anyway. It's got yellow crispy pearls on the outside. It's got delicious buttercream icing on top. And then it has the grossest fondant bow you've ever had in your entire life. This bow, like, I was eating it and I was like, is this plastic? Did I just eat it?
Yeah, fondant is not good. I mean, it's just not good. Nobody makes good fondant, really. It just isn't very tasty.
No, it was.
But you can do such cute things with it.
Yeah, like I chewed on it for a good hot minute, and I'm like,
"Are you sure it wasn't plastic? Sure, I mean, it could have been plastic. You never know."
Yeah, maybe you weren't supposed to eat that.
Exactly. Maybe it was like a ring.
Bell dress cupcake. That
yeah,
we got
right.
When we were down.
Yes,
it was. There was fondant, and it was very chewy. I mean, even Steve, who pretty much eats just about anything, especially if it's sweet, he was like, "I don't know if this part's very good." I'm like. Yes. True.
My brother and his boyfriend both tried it too, and they're like, "Yeah, I don't know that we were supposed to eat that." Like they spit it out in the trash can.
It could have been like at the kids' birthday parties. My students would always bring in the cupcakes and have like a ring on top, like it was plastic. Like you were supposed to, it was your souvenir.
Yes. That was actually the gift, the prize.
Yes. Oh, that was it. We weren't supposed to eat that. Okay, well, never mind. So, yeah, we did that. There's that. But yeah, and then the next day, the last day, we went to Hollywood Studios and did about two things, because there's only about two things left to do at Hollywood Studios right now until Toy Story Land opens. But we did go to Baseline Tap House, which was delicious as usual. Had a very
Stop
nice
talking about that, because it's my favorite place.
I'm sorry, it was awesome.
I like the music, the beer, I like the pretzel and the other stuff that's available, so stop.
The charcuterie board is fantastic.
Move on to the next thing.
Sorry.
We're done.
I'm sorry.
Ricky went someplace and then she went to some other place.
Yes, I did.
You went to the back lot.
The Backlot Express.
Hey, I love Backlot Express. Back off on that. That's got good stuff.
There we go. No. We can talk about that one all day. Backlot Express. Oh, it's fantastic. You got to go there.
I do like it.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh.
The There's theater. Always seats.
Yes.
Yes, there is.
Seats available now. There, come on in.
Yes, there is. There is. Costumosphere. Which is always just so much fun. For those who are annual pass holders, make sure you pick up your Donald Duck magnet, which is adorable, by the way. I put it on my fridge already. I also, because it's me and I had to try every new cupcake apparently that came out, there was a solo cupcake, which was chocolate and cookies and cream. And as of this recording, I have not eaten it yet. I brought it home with me because we bought it on the way out the door.
It's still in your purse, right?
Why
it's in your purse.
You can't. You can't bring stuff home from Disney World.
It survived.
Eat it later.
I'm going to eat it tonight.
Have a shelf life.
I'm going to eat it. It's been one day.
No, it's Friday, Ricky. It's been 5 days.
Friday.
I think it's getting stale.
Hello. Thank you, Mike.
It's my after dinner snack, you know, when I eat dinner at 10 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, that's
at
1 in the morning. Yeah.
Yeah. When Ricky gets the food poisoning, we know why.
Yes, we do.
I was gonna say.
Anyway,
we're gonna have to come up with a cheat sheet for you.
Oh my gosh. So that was my trip in a nutshell. So for those who are interested, who love spirit jerseys, Disney has, because they just started putting out, because it was Memorial Day weekend, they put out their American inspired merchandise. There is an America inspired spirit jersey. It's red, white, and blue. So for those who love their spirit jerseys, you're going to have to go get that one. So.
And they have a whole line of Americana themed stuff.
Yes. It's really cute. I had a hard time not buying something. Yeah. Yes.
It is really cute this year. And they don't always, they seem to go through cycles. So I was really happy to see that when we were there too. So it was awesome.
Yeah, it was good. So that's the trip in a nutshell.
All right. So Ricky, as we wrap this up, because that's got a lot of good stuff, because a lot of folks are going to be heading down here very soon. It's the summer vacation season.
We
got all the incredible stuff.
I swear I did more than just eat on this trip.
No, you
but
did.
I really did.
You did. But I mean, that's
hopefully our listeners will find out a little more on the Donald sitch. I'm just going to say this because I want to know the backstory.
That's it. So let me ask you.
Hey, I found out all about the Incredibles for you, Pam. So
I do like the incredible stuff is cool, and it's going to be an incredible summer.
It is going to be an incredible summer.
Oh, it's here. It's here.
Oh, it's here. Yes. Incredible
summer. So Ricky, let me ask you this, because you tend to go down over Memorial Day weekend often.
I do.
For folks that are looking maybe in 2019, you know, to book a package or to go down to kick off their summer, I think it's a great idea because nothing gets you fired up for the entire summer rather than, you know, starting it down at Walt Disney World. How are the crowds? You said this was kind of an unusual early tropical system with Alberto being kind of in the area, but
it was.
You said the temperatures were knocked down because of that, but how are the crowds and stuff like that?
So I will say, I think the crowds were actually less because of the tropical storm as well. I don't think that a lot of Florida locals came out necessarily. It was the last weekend for a Flower and Garden. The booths, I mean, they were all walk up, so there was no problems there. Because of the impending rain, I actually got one of the best spots I've ever gotten for Illuminations, and it was in that Italy, you know, that spot where they always have the dessert parties. Because they weren't having a dessert party there because of the rain, I got to walk up right there, you know, 15 minutes before Illuminations, and I had awesome spot for Illuminations that night. So, you know, walking around World Showcase, there was hardly anybody there on Saturday, you know, on the Saturday at the end of Flower and Garden. So I didn't think the crowds were really bad at Animal Kingdom either. You know, very light there. Mostly light at Magic Kingdom too. Hollywood Studios was a little crowded, but that's because, you know, it's Hollywood Studios, and it, you know, the weather was starting to break that day, and also it was Memorial Day, and also there's not a lot to do in that park right now. So, you know, those three things combined, I think, added to it. But for the most part, most of the other parks weren't super crowded. And I think that part of it maybe because they weren't opening anything this weekend. You know, Toy Story Land obviously won't open until June 30th. So, you know, last year we had Pandora that was opening on Memorial Day weekend. I think that that brought in a little more crowds as well. So maybe because they didn't have anything opening this weekend, the crowds were a little bit lighter. I guess it'll depend on if they open, you know, something next. Obviously, next summer they're opening up, I believe it's going to be the Mickey and Minnie Runaway Railway. So, you know, it'll depend on whether they open that up for Memorial Day weekend or whether they end up opening that up before or after. You know, just too early to tell right now on that. But
I will be at the Toy Story Land media opening, so I'll be there and will be riding. I will not say the acronyms since this is a family show.
Yes, we don't lose a clean rating there with those rides, man. The saucers. Let's just go by. Let's call them the saucers.
I know, but we're looking forward to the Slinky Dog thing, which really looks like a long coaster. I'm so excited about that. And also the alien saucers.
Forget the other words.
I know. It's like, I feel like I have to be careful. I'm like, alien saucers. Let's just call it that.
It's like when I abbreviate All-Star Sports, I get the same thing. I'm like, oops, wait a second. Yes. I could put that P in there.
But how fantastic will that land look at night? I mean, just from the pictures, you know, with the colored lights and everything, I'm really looking forward to seeing that too. So anyways, it'll be fun.
All right, Ricky. Well, thanks so much. You got a lot done. It was fun following along. So you did a great job of posting social media. So thanks for taking us all there.
It was awesome.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for today's show. Hope you have a great weekend. Don't forget today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Lots of stuff happening down at Walt Disney World. It is going to be truly an incredible summer. Still a lot of time to get down there. You know, grab a value hotel, go down for 4 or 5 nights. You can get so much done, you know, and if you want to, you know, hey, one of the best things to do during the summer is to book a, you know, maybe a moderate or deluxe hotel, because then you can spend time in those awesome pools. Stormalong Bay, the Polynesian Pool, you know, even boardwalks. If you don't like, as long as you don't have a thing for clowns, you're going to be great over there at that pool too. If you got a thing for clowns, look elsewhere. But, you know, it's a great time to get down there this summer. And of course, 2019 itineraries the entire year for Disney Cruise Line. Now's the time to jump on those late 2019 sailings. The prices are great. The availability's high, and that won't be true for much longer. So just drop by the Magic for Less, see what's going on, you know, just kind of peruse the stuff at the top. You got all the destinations. And then while you're there, fill out a quote form. Maybe that next trip is closer than you thought, and an agent will get back to you, get some initial numbers, availability, then you can kind of go from there, modify, see what's out there. It's a great way, and the agents are passionate about the Disney destinations and always getting you the best deal possible. So check them out today. Drop by themagicforless.com. Give us a follow on the social media. We got lots of stuff right there. Even just go back to last weekend. Ricky's got all the stuff there. Instagram and Twitter at BRGuestMike, and especially at BRGuestPod, and on the Facebook page at facebook.com/BRGuestPodcast. All right. Well, hey, runners, get out there tomorrow morning. We'll see you out there posting with the hashtag RunBOGP. We're going to have a great time with that. Just getting out there and building some team spirit. So until we get together again next Monday with a great trip report, I'm Mike, and we got Ricky and Pam over there. Have a great weekend. Stay safe, whatever you do, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.